had they turn their back when rabbits try to come for me. Don't want them in my company, just want to be a company. 100 mil, dream chasing dreams. Haters faking, love is real. Said I wouldn't win, told them yes, I will. Hit the studio with all my feelings and I let them spill. Forever thorough, be a sucker, no, I never will. No, I gave this hustle everything I got. Always kept it real from the very start. They ain't thorough like I always thought. The game left me with a heavy heart. The streets left me with a heavy heart. Say they with you when they really not. Plot on everything you got. The streets left me with a heavy heart. My heart heavy, my soul cleaner. When shorty got a big head, I was like, ho, Gina. I made a meal, I got a deal, I lit the whole team up. I had the whole squad lit, I had the city popping. I told my dog, don't listen to him, get caught up in that gossip. They wanna see you in the hood, back when you ain't got you. Remember nights was on the gram, toasting with the pilot. Then everything was sour, this little thing of ours. I gave this hustle everything I got. Always kept it real from the very start. They ain't thorough like I always thought. The game left me with a heavy heart. The streets left me with a heavy heart. Say they with you when they really not. Plot on everything you got. The streets left me with a heavy heart.
Back. This is the Rent Planet team. We back with another episode. It's so crazy, man. Episode 12. And you, if you just tuned in, you're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College, Eastern Pennsylvania. And finally, we got our third co-host, Kevin. He's been missing for a while, but he poetic. He goes by poetic. Let me let you introduce yourself.
Who?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, a lot of things to do. Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of football practices, you know what I'm saying, and games. And yeah, you guys been doing well this season, actually.
Yeah, we definitely doing better.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You guys on the road to Boston to play Harvard yesterday, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was a tough game.
It was a tough game, yeah, definitely. Yeah. They're actually bigger than you guys, or it's just the schemes and all the coaching? Yeah, definitely. You're gonna see them some OGs too. I hope some students that graduated and back in the real world. Yeah, definitely, man. Kevin will be here with us today. If you guys have any music suggestions, yo, make sure to hit us up on 610-330-5316. Let me repeat that one time: 610-330-5316. You can hit us up on the snap. We are everywhere. We just started the episode with the song Heavy Heart from Nick Mills' latest album, Winston Lawson. How did you feel about the album? Did you have the time to listen to it? Or? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So who is, okay, let's say you listen to, but like J. Cole has been, okay, I think he dropped the last album was like For You Eyes Only, which had kind of like a polarizing album. Most people felt like, oh, that's not really what J. Cole album is. Most people always like went through it and, oh, I understand what he's talking about. It's kind of like a story, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
Talked about all the stuff that really mattered. It wasn't, don't get me wrong, 2014 Forest Hills.
It's better, yeah.
That was dope.
Yeah.
But I mean, there were bangers.
There were bangers, yeah. That's the thing, I think people is just kind of surprised that, yo, why is he going mellow? You know what I'm saying? We used to that. J. Cole 24. Dude, I think that's my favorite album. 2014. Yeah, first things. But definitely for my, I don't know, For You Eyes Only was a great album. I mean, for what it stood and for the message of us. You feel me? But yeah, so you listen to J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and your boy X. Yo, I've been sleeping on X, and
I mean, a lot of people have. And I mean, it's where you got preference, but I will say I will have allowed you to sleep on X before him. Because again, he was still in that process of elevating himself to the whole world, not just boys.
Right.
All of his
right. Right.
Now he's expanding, so changing up.
Yeah.
I know how you feel about this now.
Yeah, no, definitely. But here's the thing, though. So I'm about to tell you. I mean, you remember me and you having a typical conversation about X and Tessa. I mean, even spring semester, I was telling you, like, he's straight trash. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, here's the thing. I've heard about X when a famous song, Look at Me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, whoa, okay, sounds bad. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm vibing to it. You know what I'm saying? And then I was expecting that rhythm. I was like, okay, he's a mumble rapper. He's one of the new cats now. And then I come across the new tape, 17, right? And I actually didn't want to listen to it. But it was on Twitter. Kendrick Lamar kind of like retweeted his album. And he was like, oh, this is my fifth listen. Great album. And he tweeted it. And I was like, wait, hold up. Let me see what Kendrick Lamar talking about. I checked it out. Joseph Flores. That was like the second track. It's the first track. Yo, that track blew me out. And then I definitely like hit you up. Yo, bro, my fault. I apologize. This guy's definitely talented. He does, I don't know, he does certain way, man. He's just different. He manipulates his voice. Yeah, I think it's like, here's the thing, you know what I'm saying? Let's break it down. Most people, I mean, I could tell myself after I listened to, before he dropped the album, like the whole summer, he was acting wild on the gram, you know what I'm saying? And he was doing sorry things. It's still now, like he kind of shaved his eyebrows. And I mean, there might be a reason behind it, don't get me wrong, but people find that kind of odd, you know what I'm saying? And Do you think it's just he's just being like one of those like Instagram like acts where they do whatever, or is it just like there's how do you see his like actions in the online and internet, and how do you align that with the album? Because most people find it hard to.
Let's make this point
together. Right, for sure. Yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm saying. Yes, it's different. But let's play Jocelyn Flores, my favorite track from 17, and definitely your favorite track as well. And we come back and discuss more about X and other things. If you guys have any suggestions, like I said, make sure to hit us up. I hope you guys are doing well. Hope the Sunday procrastination is going on with the listening to us and all. Yo, by the way, yo, the episode is actually like I actually listen to the episodes like right after when I do work. That's kind of smooth, you know what I'm saying? You guys can listen to while doing work. So, yeah, definitely. All right, let's play Jocelyn Flores and we come back.
Shots in my brain. I've been tripping about some things can't change. Switched all the same time, Montaigne. Put your diss in, begging a phone call. Girl that you fuck with, kill herself. That was this summer and nobody helped. And ever since then, when I hate myself, wanna fucking end it. Pessimistic. All wanna see me with no pot to piss in. But niggas been inside about a grave I'm digging. Have a conversation about my haste decisions. Fucking sickening. At the same time, memories surfaced through the grapevine. But my uncle playing with a slip knot. Put some out of stress, got me fucked up. Been fucked up since a couple months they had a nigga locked up.
I'll be feeling pain, just hold on. And I don't feel the same, I'm so numb. I'll be feeling pain, I'll be feeling pain, just hold on. And I don't feel the same, I'm so numb.
Oh, we back. We just played Jocelyn Flores. That was short music, but it definitely tells a big story if you guys listen to it. Make sure to check out the next Yo, we were just talking about me and Kevin off air. We were just talking about explicit songs and why. And the difference of between listening to explicit songs and maybe clean version of the songs. And we were just talking about how it kind of takes the art and the expressions of the music and how people manipulate that. You want to continue the conversation?
I mean, like we were talking about earlier, one thing as an example I was trying to tell my boy is, all right, let's say you don't like somebody, right? And you come up and shout them like, I mean, it's supposed to be a strong statement, but it could be taken to me.
Yeah.
And you say, you know, a cuss word or something like that. Then it's just taking it strong, like there's no doubt.
Definitely. On top of that, like, I mean, you write rhymes, and I know you, most of your raps are, like, I think all of them are clean, unless it's like an unreleased, you know what I'm saying? And how do you navigate through that, like, to producing, like, a clean song?
Well, I never knew that. Before I talk about, like, my mindset, I can make, you know, I'm saying, a lot of certain stuff.
Yeah.
I hate that everyone being able to listen to what they actually want to do. I never felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that the thing was, I knew it was real pressure. You know, I'm just trying to throw my mechanism, real pressure.
Yeah.
And I felt like a whole lot of people missed out on that. You know what I mean? Think about it like this.
Kind of interesting, especially, I mean, for us, we have to come up with like very clean songs to play on the radio, and sometimes it's very like they becomes a trouble, but because some artists don't even have like clean songs. For example, we can't play 21 Savage, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't play, he doesn't have any like clean version of his albums. And even Kanye doesn't have any experience like that. All of his classics. So we have to actually find some other way to play these songs. It's kind of, I mean, we appreciate the fact that, I mean, some people might find it offensive, but we're just talking about the idea that it might take some weight from the expression and the art itself. But yeah, man, we definitely found a clean version of J. Cole's song though, so we gotta play that and come back. We just talked about Kevin's favorite rappers. Yeah, definitely. So J. Cole is one of them. Yeah, so let's play J. Cole and we'll come back. All right, let's get it.
Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man. Probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well then, let me see you get high and go low. Now girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you work out for me, work out for me. High and go low. Now girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you work out. She like them boy with the big old chains. Ride around town in the big old range. I knew it when I rock big old chains. Not a little doing big old things. Would you look at that? I came back for it. Just to get to you. Like you asked for it.
Man, that thing in them jeans too fat for it. Rebound, so I caught her off the backboard. I told her, baby girl, come here. Know I run the town even when I ain't from there. And I brag hardly, but just to show up at this party I made with your making one, yeah, that's unfair, but so is life. Take a chance, roll the dice. Money can't buy your love, cause it's overpriced. Don't overthink, just hope it's right. I'm only here for the night. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? You drop that thing down to the flow. I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me, work out for me.
Hot and go low. Now girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me, work out for me.
Carolina blue kicks fresh on the scene. Hottest on the block, damn girl, you mean. They be starting shit, but it's your world. On my Martin shit, you go girl. She bad and she know it, some of them say those. I'm not that heroic, could you be my escort? Cause just like them two door fours, damn, they don't make them like you no more. Cold world, real cold world, them boys cool, me I'm on fire. Know what's on my mind, tryna see what's on yours. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Move slow, but you wanna live fast. Up late, so you'll probably skip class. Life is a test, so before the night pass, get right, get right. Got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Wedding, cold world. Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Well, hey, straight up, I tell you, I just really wanna cut when we together. Oh, 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 come here, girl, let's get it on. Hey, straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, 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 or is it just a hit and run? Well, straight up, I tell you, I just really wanna cut when we together.
Yeah, we back again. That was
Work Out by J. Cole.
Man, that was a good song, actually. Let me give a quick shout out to our listeners, man. Shout out to Hayden and Clement. And shout out to they. I know they twinned in. And possibly I might have them on the show. I hope you guys are doing your homeworks, though. We can't be podcasting. You do your homeworks while listening. I know the show is more important.
Is it actually important?
I'm just playing. Yo, so me and Kevin were talking about, you know how people say in college, kind of like the early fall semesters, or about to end, it's like the cuffing season. You know what I'm saying? People start to look for their significant other, you know what I'm saying, to the fall partner, you know what I'm saying? So, Kevin, it's gonna drop some gems, so you better take notes. Oh yeah, get that red pants, black pants. Hey, oh sorry, all that good stuff. Cause he about to drop the knowledge. Let's get it. So how do you actually become? We talking about how to become a better partner in a relationship. And in a college setting.
Okay, in a college setting.
Yeah.
So, how do you become a better partner, a better significant other? It honestly starts with yourself. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of things that can stress you out. I'm talking about your 4 years of college. You gotta wake up, you gotta look in the mirror, but you think about all the things and all the reasons why you vibe with the person that you vibe with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What they need, what you're willing to offer, Think about if it's worth it first. And that aspect. Be that person, but be yourself at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm saying, your personality should never change. You are who you are. Not me, everybody's
perfect. Yeah, I think, sorry to cut you off, but like, you know how people get into a loophole where I have to be a certain person to have a partner, you know what I'm saying? And then they get stuck in that, and then they kind of conflicted because that's not who they are.
No, I might
have
been confusing. Alright, so like, let me say, like, yeah. Is there always room for change?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you never change yourself.
Yeah,
because that's honestly who your significant other should be rocking with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They met you, they started talking to you. That's who they met.
Yeah.
When I explained this to the other day, I'm like, when you see a person that's a season, you know, what's your favorite season, bro? What's your favorite season?
My favorite is definitely summer.
All right, so think about it like this. First time you meet somebody, they like summer to you.
Yeah,
it's gonna change.
I feel
but you know who they originally were, and it's gonna come back. You know what I mean? So that's who you click with. That's what you know. Now again, actions, that's completely different. For example, you know the minor things. I grew up not opening the door. You know,
yeah.
Maybe she wants that, so open the door. You
yeah.
Know what I mean? I grew up where yo text me if you need me versus just you know be around a little bit longer. You know?
Yeah.
Go check on her. You know what I'm saying? And. I mean, it's the little things, you know, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But for real, bro, it's the little things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. On top of that, it's like you should be willing to communicate and listen. And most people, they just have bigger egos. They're not trying to listen, and they're not trying to hear the fact that they're wrong. You know what I'm saying? That kind of creates some friction between your partner, and that kind of leads you to. You know what I'm saying? Feeling some type of way about your partner, and that's not going to lead you to a point where you have a good and stable relationship. So, yeah, on top of that, so why would be. So, I mean, we could talk about like what are the common reasons people, especially in college, why do. You know what I'm saying? Why do they separate? I mean, people might have a different reasons, but one of the. Like, most of. Why do relationships fail? College.
Why are you
well, yeah. Yeah, let's point something.
I also want to say this. Put it in the right context. When I talk about relationships, I'm talking about any kind of relationship. But in the aspects of a man and a woman both having to fuck, you know what I'm saying? So there's a certain way that whoever you are, there's a certain way that you respond to things, there's a certain way that you are. There's an aura about yourself. How you carry yourself. And you know, some people call it ego, some people call it swag,
yeah.
Some people call it confidence. But I mean, and now we talk about what causes relationships to fail.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be you're still finding yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The process of doing that, sometimes you gotta be by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, sometimes it kind of balances. You know, while you're finding yourself, someone's helping you. And I've been in some situations where, you know, most people have been in some situations where a person that you were with, you know, at the time, that was your help.
Yeah.
Not that person,
yeah.
But that was your help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And another thing is, though, it's like to say, we live in a culture where we want to love, but we're in a hookup culture.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's that simple. Like, if you talk about college, like, all the things. Outside of a relationship, which is all the things you always want to do, now you have the opportunity. You know what I mean? You're growing into a grown person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's definitely, I mean, J. Cole,
yeah, definitely,
like,
yeah.
That's just the reality of it. Everybody ain't even down for a relationship, and sometimes, again, yeah. That's a part of figuring out who you are. You either want one or not.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, also, it's like, it's completely fine if you're not looking for one. You know what I'm saying? And you should not be feeling compelled or forced to
have a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I've seen some people, they like try so hard to get somebody. It has to be organic. It has to be like natural. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it has to be like some clicking. And on top of that, like, chemistry is very important. The chemistry is not basically, it doesn't have to be like just like, you know what I'm saying, physically or, but you guys should be on the same page. You guys should be heading to the same direction. One of the like mistakes that I've done or I've seen people do is, it's like, if you're not heading to the same direction, what I mean by that is, we all have a certain goal in life, a certain target in life. And if that target is not in the same page, you shouldn't be in a relationship.
This is where it could be a real if.
Yeah.
Because you can say it about yourself, and the other way you can do it is like just taking it into a person yourself and not in a relationship, just that person. I believe everyone has a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But again, that's without the personality who they are, because of their personality who they attract. I definitely feel like it is very possible. And sometimes a group of things, we have to do not necessarily one going north and one going south, but maybe one's going northeast and one's going northwest. But you're both serving your purpose and you're doing it together. You know, it could always work out that way. It's not necessarily, you know, touchy pool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. But you know what I'm saying? What I meant by that is like, for me, I have certain targets in my life, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, it's like somebody should help you go through that, you know what I'm saying? It's because it's a difficult role. And like you said, you support each other in your own purpose or target, whatever you want, call it. But some people have different targets, conflicting targets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's say I might be, let's say two partners, let's take a pair of partners, right? And one partner might feel like, oh, I wanna do big things, and like, you know what I'm saying? And the other partner might say, no, I just want simple life. I just wanna go back home. You know what I'm saying? Live with my mom. You know what I'm saying? And one partner might say that, but these two targets are too different. I mean, it's minimalistic example, but you know what? You get the point. You know what I'm saying?
That typically happens outside of the time.
Yeah.
That type of choice. You bring out the most part from everything you've done to get to this point.
Yeah.
But I guess let me get a little deeper into it. So we talk about motivation as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I feel like when I'm on my own, even though I know I got a goal that I'm trying to reach, sometimes that
definitely.
It's not necessarily being in the same room with that person, but I see this person doing what they do, and man, looking at how they do it, that motivates me. But now I'm getting juice off of that. I'm about to go do another market. So again, I'm not saying it always works out that way.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a difficult world. You know what I'm saying? But I've always thought about, like, you know what I'm saying, most, like you said, motivation. Also on top of that, like, the motivation of you, why are you in a relationship? Are you just looking for personal affection, or are you just looking for somebody just to be around you, or are you just wanting somebody to take flicks on Instagram? You know what I'm saying? These are possible ideas, but you know what I'm saying? But okay, let me put it this way. So I would say most relationships that start in college, and there's some successful relationships who end up in marriage and so on and forth, you know what I'm saying? But do you think, like, just looking at the population, you could take out college or anything, I mean the nation as well, do you think most relationships in college go further than outside college? Or if not, what would be the possible reasons to fail?
I'm a dollar down, you know, to the main topic. I'm gonna get real deep with you.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I remember sitting in my room, you know, thinking about the things, and I came up with this, that you're born, you know what I mean? teach you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start off as friends, you enjoy doing it first. That's cool. You got some people that they're on their way, they're on their path. Everyone's trying to talk to them. Eventually, you just give someone a shot.
Yeah.
Then you also have that one person that is always just on. So, I love you. For the right person to give it to.
Yeah. Like I said, it comes back to where you headed in life, you know what I'm saying? And you might be headed in different directions, and that might be one of the reasons relationships don't go further than just college graduation, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I do share the same viewpoints on top of when you said when you talk about the importance of kind of looking at the future, where you headed, to further strengthen your relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean to cut you off too, but I also do want to say this. All those people out there that's putting back their relationship. But yeah, I just said we talked about most relationships when they got out of college. But I should have said this.
That's just a statistics.
Yeah, and there's a difference between white and
white. Yeah. Completely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's the thing. I think, yeah, it will. It's just people want to take time. Also, like, it's not a smooth road.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, there will be, like, bumps, but you gotta have the, you know what I'm saying, the tolerance. Like, you gotta tolerate your partner, man. Sometimes you just gotta tolerate. I was like, I'm done with you, but I'm gonna keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. But, yeah, definitely. So... we just had a great conversation. If you guys want to jump in, make sure to call us 610-330-5360.
Now, hopefully we can find the same person that is correlated to what we're talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
We can't put something else, but a lot of y'all may know this person. His name is, I say Black, I think Slack, whatever.
Yeah, I know. I got
six, you know, LA.
Yes.
And he has a song out called Loyal, you know, and it's amazing. It tells an amazing story. Dealing with relationships. And I mean, yeah, it's something that ideally you really want to think about, you know, when you're with your person. Does it roll like this? Does it not roll like this? But yeah, y'all enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, let's see if we can find a clean version and we'll play that right after. Thank you for joining us. We're going to keep continuing the conversation, but we'll be back right after the song. Yo, actually, we playing Loving You, and we might play Loyal after. All right, let's get Loving You by Black, spelled like 6 o'clock. Let's get it.
messages. This Henny got me thinking about the things that you said. It was real. For real. Up for 3 weeks, feeling half past dead. Sitting here reflecting on what's in my head and how I feel. So don't play with my time. I'm searching but there's nothing left to find. Send out a call but no one's on the line. So if you want it, please make up your mind. Please make up your mind.
Psychic, I know you've been hurting lately. I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. How about you? I said, I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. What about you? Hoes to the left and the right. And they just want me for the night. I don't want this kind of life. So can we please get it right? I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. What about you? I said, I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. How about you?
don't break no promises. Give me your word on the red. It feels like I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. How about you? I said, I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. What about you? My phone 3 times, cause it say it's locked, try again next time. I've been studying you ever since we locked eyes. Even though your favorite pie, you said it was key lime. Why you keep lying?
Yeah, yeah.
Why the fuck you keep lying? You really think I give a fuck about them niggas in your DMs? Girl, they can keep trying. See, I know I've been loyal, baby. Showed you how to ball like a lawyer, baby. And I put nothing before ya. See them bitches talking on like, so what? Had you walking through the. I know I've been loyal, loyal, loyal. I treat you like you royal, royal, royal. Tell the truth, don't you soil, soil, soil. I can tell, cause I know you, know you, know you.
I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. How about you? I said, I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. What about you? I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. How about you? I said I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. What about you?
See you check my phone 3 times, cause it say it's locked, try again next time. Why you steady digging for some shit that ain't really even there? Will you please dig up the strength to show you really even care? I know I said I'm psychic, but tell me what's on your mind. If it ever was another, I'd tell you before you find out and start crying, saying how I'm such a savage and how you can't manage and how we could've had it. I know I'm gonna be fine, that's the way this shit goes. Really hope you find your relationship goals. My next gon' wonder why niggas so cold, cause I found out that everything that glitters ain't gold. I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. How about you? I said, I've been so loyal, baby. I've been so loyal, baby. What about you?
Yeah, that was We Hit You With 2 tracks back to back by Black, spelled like 6 Glock, 6 Glock, yeah. Yeah, he was talking about we were just talking about relationships and how to be a great significant other. But yeah, definitely we talked about the challenges involved in being in a relationship in college and how to kind of navigate through it. So the show is wrapping up. We have a few minutes left. I'm not trying to put you on spot, but I'm pretty sure people want to check on it. I think people appreciate a little freestyle from Poetic. All you gotta do is just ask for a beat. I'll throw at you.
Alright, alright. Let me see, I actually got to think. How about you? You give me something. You know, a little mellow. No, I mean,
so, you shooting for like. What we shooting for? Let's find a beat, though.
Oh, you know what? I got you.
Alright.
I got you. So, again, y'all know, J. Cole is my main thing, you know what I'm saying? So,
definitely.
I think
Adolescence. Oh, definitely. Yeah, I got you, definitely. I'm gonna throw that beat at you. The beat is ready. I'm not sure if you guys are ready. I know I'm ready. Alright, I'm gonna play it and let you guys listen. Let's see the groove. Times he's gonna rap, so you better take some notes of that. Yo, where do people can find your music? I mean, like in general, like your SoundCloud, and Instagram, you can show. Definitely, it's the movement. So we might be able to listen to one of your songs. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Alright, I'm gonna play my favorite. Alright, definitely. We'll be right back. Alright, so we finally got the track from my co-host Poetic. He got a song out. Check out his SoundCloud, by the way, Poetic. With a K. Poetic with a K. We're gonna play one of my favorite tracks of his catalog on SoundCloud, which is Remorse. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's get it.
This is 31 Rufus coming at you again. Hope you feel it. Listen, I'm a new me, rap without these cuss words. People say I'm upstart, I just teach myself. I don't really need a lecture. Still got a pop, hip hop, and I will never stop. Cream of the crop, only rise to the top. Here's a new message, go ahead, take this lesson. You don't gotta do what everybody else do. I would never let my mind be a slave like you do what he do. Man, forget the industry. I'ma keep popping on my bottles so they're feeling me. I'm talking about the people, can't trust the media. Back against the wall, so I'm standing on my medium. I don't need weed, man, I am my own premium. Try to chop the ball, but it's glued to my head. Guess I am the man for the plan and the stand. Never had a problem trying to go out for the dream. Do it for the love, cause I do it for the team. Yeah. Do it for the love, cause I do it for the 10. What? Do it for the love, cause I do it for the team. That's a part of me. Hard to see the scars in me. A battle was a struggle, but I am who I ought to be. Can't catch a break. People out here trying to lauder me. Trying to catch a man being something, so they slaughter me. But what about the magic? Never knew what could happen. All you needed was passion. Looking at a pen and paper with a plan of action. If you in the way, then you need to bust a move. Only family and enemies. Real cold remedies. A truth. Sneezing on these pesticides. 912 is where the real dream resides. And it will never die. Even in 6-1, oh for sure, that's the real.
Yeah, that was that. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We're coming back next Sunday. Make sure to tune in and have a good week. Let's go.
Calling our room.